he called the salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens.
Pork.
Okay. What if it didn't have any lean to it at all?
Ham.
Okay. That's if it didn't have any lean at all, or if it...
Oh, that's a Joel. Oh, Joel.
Okay, okay. And if it had a bunch of lean, it was pretty lean?
Well, they hug Joel and then slide.
Uh-huh. What's the side?
That's the side of the hole.
Uh-huh.
Like your side here.
Uh-huh.
We call them middlings.
Call it what?
Middlings.
That's from the side?
Mill, the middlings.
Ah, okay.
Middling, ham, and shoulders, what we call them.
Okay.
And Joel.
Let's see, what do you call the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Okay. What do you call the edge of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it?
Skin.
Okay. Can you call anything else?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What kind of meat comes in little links on a chain?
Wieners.
Okay. And also there's a kind that's kind of like that, but you cut it up and fry it for breakfast.
You mean the kind that you pork that you bologna?
Well, it's different from that. It's greasy. It's smaller. It comes on patties about like...
Yeah,
well,
I know it.
Yeah. But it's fried up. Sometimes they're hot for breakfast, and it's really good.
Yeah, I know it is. I don't like talking about it because I like to eat it, but I can't think what we call it.
Okay, if you think of it, you stop it. What do you call a person who slaughters and cuts up meat?
Butcher.
Okay. And if meat's been kept too long, you'd say that the meat has what?
Has skippers in it.
Ooh.
That's little old bugs.
Yeah.
I cut them out of it. You can cut down till you get to the good meat.
Uh-huh.
Because I've done it a minute time.
Uh-huh. How long does it, what, do you leave it out when that happens, or what?
No, we wrap it back up in a good heavy paper and put it where we can finish eating it.
Uh-huh.
We've done that.
Uh-huh. What did you used to put where'd you keep it anyway? Where'd you
smokehouse.
Keep it? Oh, but it got these things in it, what, is in the smokehouse?
Hanging up.
Uh-huh.
After it stayed all the time, it's about this time of year.
Oh.
But I mean about midsummer when them skippers would go getting in it.
Mm.
And boy, my sister-in-law had six hams, and she said, Joey, if you come help me to wash them hams, we put them in the wash pot.
Uh-huh.
And washed them, and then we skinned all that old skipper hide off of there, and there's the prettiest ham on the inside and shoulders you ever seen.
Huh.
Said, if you'll help me clean it up, Joey, said, I'll give you and Clarence one of the hams.
Mm.
So I done that.
Mm-hmm.
That was me and my husband.
Mm-hmm. I think I'd do it too.
And we ate ham and eggs
for a long time.
Yeah. Because it was just us two and my oldest daughter, and she was just a tiny baby.
Oh, uh-huh.
What I mean, she's just about 8 or 9 months old.
Oh, well, she wasn't up to eating ham yet then, I guess.
She ate it.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, her daddy gave her a pretty good sized piece just to kind of, she didn't eat it, of course, but she got the flavor out of it.
Uh-huh.
I fussed at him, but he gave it to her. He made her a homemade high chair.
Oh, he did?
Out of Cracker Box.
Huh. So she could sit at the table?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he made her a little table in front of it for uh-huh. her to eat out for.
That's cute.
I kept that chair till it got rotten on us.
Huh.
Because he made it for her.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And we had on a bench.
Uh-huh. Like, she had the best chair, huh?
Yeah, she had the best chair.
Best seat in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.